Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. Doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed day, another opportunity to present the Word of God to you. Those of you that are listening, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For those of you who are followers, following with us on God's Word to Man broadcast, Blog Talk Radio, you know how we do this. Before we go into any lesson, we open up with prayer. For those of you, once again, who are first-time listeners, that's what we do. We don't just jump into a lesson, but we always give invitation for our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to be with us. Amen. So, on that note, wherever you're listening to me at, whether you're here in the United States, Iraq, Canada, United Kingdom, Algeria, Philippines, wherever you may be, why don't you join in with me? Let us petition the Lord together that His Spirit will be with us. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, we acknowledge you for who you are. You are the all-wise one. You possess all knowledge and understanding. Your power is matchless. And no one can plan a design as you can. For the heavens and earth have shown us this thing and testify of it. Lord God, we know that without you we can know nothing. Without your Spirit, we cannot fully comprehend your word that is written, so we need your Spirit to be with us. On that note, Lord God, we petition you once again, Lord God, that you will be with us as we take this journey once again into this lesson. Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that by your Spirit, you release unto us what we stand in need of today, revelation, knowledge in Jesus' name. And Lord God, I pray for every soul that is listening or who is giving their undivided attention, I pray, Lord God, that as they listen and seek your face about any truthfulness to this broadcast in general or to the message I'm giving tonight, I pray that, Lord God, that you would accompany them with giving them this witness. So, Lord God, I thank you today. And forevermore, you're worthy to be praised and to be glorified in Jesus' name. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Our Lord truly indeed is God. Amen. Praise be to God. I was wondering from the Lord in presenting this message today, which one should I do first? Should I go into the scriptures or should I go into the report on the research about the subject that is in hand today? And I think that I will end up going into the scriptures, and then the Lord said the same at the end of the broadcast. I'm going to give you the report about something that You know, I want to say this as the opening remarks on a couple of things. Number one, I know that some of you that have been following us on Blog Talk Radio and who has been listening when I come on have, you know, heard the warning of getting closer to God to prepare for greater things, greater testings are coming. Many of you have heard me talk about the persecutions that is to come. We think that we're seeing some now, but there is more to come. It's going to be intensified. It's going to be turned up. And I'm not here to tell you this to scare anyone. I say this that if we are wrapped up in Christ, no matter how intense it becomes, we can make it. Amen. We can come through it. And I give this warning because many of us are asleep. We are in a spiritual sleep and we need to be awakened. We are caught up in teachings of any day now we can be gone. And then so through that, some of us have taken on a, quote, careless spirit, thinking that since I can be gone any day now, why should I worry about, quote, getting closer? I'm already in the Lord, so I'm okay. And that's the mentality of some of us today. And I'm mighty afraid that when these greater persecutions come, and when they become intensified, that some of us is not going to make it. Some of us is going to turn away from the Lord and side with the world. Here on Blog Talk Radio, it is our job to give you, the listeners, the gospel. That is the first thing and foremost up front, because this is why God opened this door for us to be on Blog Talk Radio. The number one main thing, reason that he got us on here is to give the gospel. That's the major number one thing, okay? And so having said that, the second thing I want to mention as I get ready to go into the message tonight is that some of you that had heard me last week, say something, and I thought, you know, what I come across, I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday, across sometimes that sometimes God could give you something, and you say the thing, but you don't even at that point realize that it was given to you by God until, you know, later on. And some of you, and if I'm not mistaken, I said this last week, may have heard me when I said the time is going to come that because you're speaking the word, especially, for example, when you say that homosexuality, according to the word of God, not your own words, is an abomination, start looking at that as being a hate crime. Now, I know some of y'all, when you heard me say that, probably said, well, Brother Nate, you didn't got too far-fetched. Okay. But the report I'm coming with tonight, you're going to hear about it. Okay. And I was just amazed when I discovered it because, you know, like I said, God can give you things sometimes you don't even realize, okay? Amen. But first, before I go into the report, I want to go into a couple of scriptures because what I want you to understand is that, and I know that many of you here have heard me say it many times, and the brothers on the other brothers on the radio, on the broadcast also have said it, that when you're going for the Lord and you're speaking the word of God, especially what God has given you, there are going to be some that's going to be offended at the word of God. Amen? They're going to be offended. We got to understand this. Everybody's not going to embrace you when you're walking in Christ. Everybody's not going to invite you to the family picnic. Everybody's not going to invite you to the gathering. There will be some churches that will not invite you to their assemblies because they feel like you is chaotic and you're going wild and all that. And as a Christian personally, in Christ, you have to prepare for that. Amen. Because some of us to this day and time, we're not, quote, preparing for it. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? We're not preparing for it. We're going on the flyby. We're caught up in the things of this world too much to even prepare for it. Telling you as a word of warning, you better get ready, okay? Because you're going to be going forth and you're going to be given a word that God had given you to give somebody. And if you're not prepared, you're thinking in your mind that they're just going to up and receive it with open arms, and they, all the people around them, going to just love you and embrace you, and you're going to be in for a reality check. Now, you may say, well, what if that be the case, why God send me? Because his word will be judgment against them. He's giving them opportunity. Amen? But this message go to you personally, because if you're not prepared, you will become so devastated, okay? And this have happened to some people who have professed Christ when they have met this kind of resistance or rejection. They have gotten to a point that they don't even want to carry the word out anymore. They don't even want to tell nobody, thus says the Lord. They don't want to give the gospel. They don't want to preach the gospel. Because to some of them, I can't take it. I can't take it. I was taking the gospel to Grandma Sue, and Grandma Sue just shot me down. I can't take what Grandma Sue rejects me like that. Amen. And I want you to also know that through this, some being offended because of the word, you're going to be on trial. Now, the title of this message tonight is On Trial for Blasphemy and Unlawfulness. On Trial for Blasphemy and Unlawfulness. And what I want you to understand is that when you go forth with the word of God, walking according to the way Christ have you to walk and delivering the message, you're going to face being on trial for blasphemy and unlawfulness. Some of us is going to be brought into a literal court and be on trial. Some of us is going to be brought before particular councils of people in the churches, and you're going to be accused of blasphemy and unlawfulness. Glory to God. Hulabashat, that's just the Holy Ghost. I want to go into the Word of God. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 26. Like I said today, I want to look at a couple of scriptures first here. Matthew, chapter 26. Hallelujah. And this message today is a message of warning to you, the Christian. Okay, now, either reject it, you can either cut me off right now, you can either say I'm crazy, or you can accept it. The choice is yours. I'm not worried about, I rejoice if you accept it, but if you reject it, I'm not going to be worried about it, because I have done what God has me to do, amen, and that is to deliver this message. Now, in Matthew chapter 26, and the verses are going to be verse 59 to verse 66, as I said before, you're going to, because of those who are going to become offended because of the word, you're going to be put on trial for blasphemy and unlawfulness. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And like I said, I want to look at a couple of scriptures on this. Amen. Hallelujah. And the first scripture I'm looking at is Matthew 26, verse 59 to verse 66. Talking about here when Jesus is now, quote, have been taken captive and brought before the chief priests and the elders and all the council, okay? Amen. And we must remember that Jesus said in the word to remember the servant is no greater than the master. So if Jesus was brought before councils and so forth, quote, being put on trial, then guess what? So are we. So are we. Some of us, is going to be brought into a literal courtroom and be on trial for blasphemy and unlawfulness. Some of us is going to be brought before councils of other people or even councils of, quote, churches to be put on trial. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to understand that this is serious. I'm not making up nothing. This is very serious, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And like I said, we're going to be, some of us is going to be brought literally into courts, amen, to be put on trial, and some before the courts and before leaders of churches. And get this, whether it is in the literal court or whether it's before, quote, so-called leaders of churches, understand this, that they are going to seek false witnesses to speak against you to put you to death. Amen. Some of us, in other words, going to be, let's look at that scripture before I go any further. Verse 59. It said, now the chief priests and the elders and all the council sought false witnesses against Jesus to put him to death. Do you see that? Hallelujah. And this is the same that is going to happen with many of us. The Bible let us know that some of us is going to be martyred for the gospel's sake. And see, it, with others, they're going to try to put to death not just you physically, but also put to death or put an end to your ministry. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because many of them is not going to like the ministry God has called you into, and you're operating that ministry because why? You're either going to be hurting their gain-making, okay, their popularity, their notoriety, okay, and the ministry of Christ that Christ has given you, light may shine and show that their works are evil. So they're going to seek, you're going to be brought before councils. Now, please hear this. Please hear this. You're going to be brought and put on trial for blasphemy and unlawfulness. Now, once again, you're going to be brought before, like Jesus was brought before, chief priests and elders and all the council, these so-called, quote, leaders, okay, whom the Bible says sought false witnesses. The Bible makes it clear. They wasn't seeking no one true. They kind of get anything they can, even through a lie on Christ, and they're going to do the same to you. Amen. Now, it hurt us all when somebody lied on us. Don't get me wrong. But when you are devastated to a point where it causes you to turn away from God or turn evil, you're not ready. You're not ready. When they lie on you and all of a sudden you don't even want to speak the gospel or preach the gospel no more, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I'm here to tell you that when you brought before these councils and before these leaders in the churches and these churches and all this, guess what? Hallelujah. They're going to seek false witnesses against you. They're going to lie on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible shows us how great a debt they're going to go to justifying, quote, someone who can tell the right lie. And they're going to do the same with you. You say, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? Now look at verse 60. You know, after all the chief priests and the elders and the council sought false witness, they sought false witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came. Okay? Did you get that? They found none, but yet many came. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At the last came two false witnesses. In other words, they didn't find a, quote, right ones they could use to tell a lie that's so, quote, covered up. Okay? Even the false witnesses that came forth, it looked like they lied, couldn't get straight. They couldn't come up. So now two false witnesses come up, okay? Amen. And I'm here to tell you that, hallelujah, they're going to be hard against you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They're going to be hard against you. Now, once again, I'm not telling you this to scare you. I'm letting you know the truth here. They're going to be hard against you. And God wants you to prepare, because as you get ready to go forth with the gospel, and as you tell this word, some of you who may have been going forth already, you've been experiencing success, thank God, but God wants you to prepare for the other thing that will come to pass, okay, where you're going to be lied on. Hallelujah. And you're going to be accused and brought on a, quote, trial. Once again, some of us is going to be brought into literal courts. Some of us is going to be brought into other types of councils before other councils and stuff. Council of people of churches and what have you. And those of the world, okay? And they're going to lie on you. And they're going to accuse you of blasphemy and unlawfulness. Amen? So the Bible tells in verse 60 that at the last two false witnesses come. And verse 61 said, and they said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose and said unto him, answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witnesses against thee? Now he's talking to Jesus. But Jesus held his peace in verse 63. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Did you hear that? Verse 64, Jesus said unto him, thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Now look at verse 65. Verse 65 said, then the high priest rent his clothes. He tore his clothes. Now, when those days when they tore their clothes, that was normally a sign of mourning or distress, especially when they got very distressed and upset. They would tear their clothes. And so it said the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. Now, he just accused Jesus of speaking blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. Verse 66, what think ye? They answered and said, he is guilty of death. Now, Jesus was accused of blasphemy, okay? Now, I look up the word blasphemy in the concordance to see what was the original Greek word that was there, since we are in the New Testament. And I noticed that word blasphemy is used two times in the same verse. And by being used two times in the same verse, it has two different Greek words, but have a common meaning. Now, blasphemy, the two Greek words is in that verse, blasphemio, and blasphemio means to vilify, specifically to speak impiously. And that second word, blasphemy, comes from the other Greek word, blasphemia, which means vilification, especially against God. Okay? So to understand all what that means, is that's talking about speaking disrespectfully, having a lack of respect for God. And others, okay, See, they in verse 65, when he said, the high priest rent his clothes and said, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. Okay? His speaking disrespect of God. His speaking disrespectful, period. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, that's what they're going to accuse you of. They're going to accuse you. You're going to have some that's going to accuse you of blasphemy against God when you bring in a pure word of God. And then they're going to accuse you of disrespecting man and disrespecting the people and disrespecting the court by you giving the word of God. Now, please hear me, because here's the thing. The overall thing is about them taking offense at the word that you're giving, okay? And I'm talking about those of you that's going to be going in the spirit, in the power of the Holy Ghost, led by God and giving the word of God. There are going to be those who are going to be offended at the word that you bring, and you're going to be put on trial for blasphemy and unlawfulness. Now here, Jesus is accused of blasphemy. What? And now, when you read his words or what he said, where was the blasphemy? There was no blasphemy in there, okay? He said, they asked and said, whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God? They said, tell us. And he said, thou hast said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Amen. Speaking his word. And they said, blasphemy. Because they lack understanding. And you're going to have people accusing you of blasphemy because they lack understanding of the word of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? But see, God wants you to prepare for this. He wants you to get ready. Because you're going to be accused of this thing. You're going to be, quote, put on trial. You're going to be put on trial, quote, even before family members. Okay? Who are going to even accuse you, oh, you trying to start stuff in the family, saying this stuff like this. Well, you just saying the word of God. And they're going to be saying that you're disrespectful. You're slanderous. You're speaking disrespectful of the family. When you speak on some things that, quote, some family secrets that was sinful and ungodly, and you give the word of God to it, they're going to be saying you're disrespecting the family. We consider that blasphemous against the family. Amen. Hallelujah. As I said before, please hear me. Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And some of those who you once was close to, even in the family, is going to turn. Amen. Some of you who you were once close to as good friends and good buddies, they're going to turn. They're going to side with the other people and say, hey, man, you know, by you saying that thing you saying, man, you know, hey, you know, you're being disrespectful. Amen. I'd rather respect God first above all than man. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't go out to disrespect man. But what I'm saying is, if I have to put man over God, that ain't happening. And see, you're going to be brought before people. Amen. I pray that you hear this message. Because we're getting ready to soon come into a time where this persecution is going to intensify. And I'm telling you on a personal note, you better get ready, because some of you are used to other people being around you. And you think that if you ever have to face this time, oh, I'm going to have other brothers and sisters with me. Not necessarily so. Not necessarily so. Reading the scriptures of Paul and them. Paul and them, when they were brought before a court or something like that, they didn't always have, there wasn't always another brother or sister with them. It was just them. Amen. Because, see, you got to learn how to totally trust in the Lord through his spirit. And some of us, we say we trust in the Lord, but we say that because other people are around us. But see, God is going to let you walk the walk where you're going to be by yourself.
And you're going to have to exercise, quote, that same faith that you claim you exercise when all your brothers and sisters was around you. Amen. You know, just like when you were growing up, I remember in my days of growing up, there were certain guys who act big and bad when all these boys was around. But when the boy wasn't around and he was scared, he was more scared of you. Amen. Hallelujah.
And they accused Jesus of blasphemy. You know, they was always accusing Jesus of blasphemy, different ones he come across, okay? Amen, because, yeah, blasphemy is a serious thing, especially you speaking disrespectfully of God, disrespectfully of the things of God, and you slandering his name and have no respect. That was serious, okay? And they was always quick to holler out Jesus blasphemy, okay? Hallelujah. And many times you come across people that quick like that, they lack understanding concerning the word of God. Amen. Now, these chief priests and scribes act like they knew, but they lacked an understanding concerning the word of God. Amen. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 16. I want to go to Acts chapter 16, and then I'm going to read this research to you. Acts chapter 16. And in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts, remember that this damsel who was possessed with a spirit of divination, fortune-telling, demonic powers that was, you know, helping her, quote, masters get gain. They were making the dough off of them, okay? Okay? Paul and Silas, on their missionary work, the devil was using this girl to follow them. Saying, hey, these are servants of the Most High God. You don't want Satan testifying for you, because if Satan testified for you, he got something sneaky behind it. And so, to sum it up, Paul cast this demon out of her. So, therefore, she had no more of that demonic power to exercise that fortune telling. And hallelujah. Therefore, her master is upset, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. See, when the power of God is manifest through your preaching or through your acts, and it ends, again, others that were getting through, you know, in other words, when the power of God is manifest through your preaching or teaching the word or your acts where the power of God manifests through you, and it get to a point where it ends something that others was using to get gain, you're going to be seized upon. Amen? The Bible tells us in verse 19, and when her master saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they called Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. And what you want to mess with them for? Okay? I mean, they just cast the demon out. But see, you were so wrapped up in getting your gains. And see, some of y'all must understand that when God sent you forth with this word and ministry, okay, you're going to be doing, God's going to be using you, and it's going to cut off some people's gains, and they ain't going to like this, okay? They're not going to like it, and they're not going to like you. Hallelujah. No, they're not going to like you, okay? Hallelujah. Verse 20 said, and when they laid hold on them, they brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city. And guess this, and they teach customs which are not lawful. See, now they're accusing them of being unlawful. They teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes. Oh, okay, they would go tear the clothes again. They stressed out now. They upset. Commanded to beat them. Did you hear that? And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. And I want to stop there. Now, notice that they were being accused of being unlawful, okay, because they said, hey, They're teaching customs which are not law, which is not lawful for us to receive, according to man law. Okay. And see, when you go forth with the pure word of God, it's going to bust man's laws wide open, okay? Especially if their laws contradict the word of God. And once again, ain't too many people going to be happy about that. They're not going to be happy about seeing you nor hearing you bringing it. And you're going to be accused of being unlawful. Just like that, they were brought before the magistrates, the rulers at that time, at that city, okay? And as I said to you before, you're going to be brought. You're going to be put on trial for blasphemy and unlawfulness. You're going to be accused of speaking disrespectfully of the men. And you're going to be, with some of them, they're going to accuse you of being disrespectful to God. Because, see, the word let us know that some is going to seek to kill us thinking they're doing God a service. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read this report here. And as I told you all before, I had said last week, I said, it's going to get to a point when you speak that word, they're going to start considering it to be a hate crime. Amen. Now, this report came out last year, November 7th, 2019. And the title is, get this, Christian Speech a Hate Crime? Politician Endures Interrogation for Posting Bible Verse. Now, this is place where this was at. It's called Helsinki, Finland. Okay? Helsinki, Finland. Now, let me read this report to you. It says, a Christian politician from Finland was recently interrogated at police headquarters in a hate speech investigation for sharing a Bible passage on social media. Now, forgive me if I don't pronounce these names right, but the woman's name is Päivi Rossinen. Now, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. If not, please forgive me. But Päivi Rossinen is a member of the Finnish, so she's some part of a Congress, okay, over there. And she's under investigation for committing a so-called hate crime after she posted a Bible verse aimed at Finland's state church for promoting the homosexual lifestyle. Now, that church that is talking about is the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland, okay? And according to what she was saying, they were promoting the homosexual lifestyle. In fact, I think they had some kind of, I don't know, they had some kind of gay parade there or gay pride, you know, like they're doing over here. But she was at them that, you know, okay, now, this is what she says. She said, in my tweet, I directly cited Romans 1st chapter and verses 24 to verse 27. Now, for those of you who have read the word of God, you know it talks about homosexuality. Those verses right there talks about homosexuality and how God is not pleased with it. In fact, when you look in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, God tells you that it is an abomination. So from the Old Testament to the New Testament, God never changed his mind on his stance concerning homosexuality. So this lady says in her tweet, she directly cited Romans 1st chapter, verses 24 to verse 27, and posted a picture of the passages from the Bible. Now, this is what she told CBN News. She just posted the pictures of the passages from the Bible, okay? That passage condemns homosexuality relations. She said her purpose, get this, was to wake up the church in Finland, okay? Because once again, she said the church was supporting or promoting the homosexual lifestyle, okay? And whether you believe it or not, even here in the United States, there are churches promoting the homosexual lifestyle. They're promoting the things that God calls an abomination. And I'm here to tell you, as you go forth and proclaim the word and say that the word says abomination, guess what? You're going to be put on trial. You're going to be accused of being unlawfulness. You're going to be accused of what? Of a hate crime. Then she goes on to say, and when praying, I got convinced that it is not my time now to jump out of the sinking boat as a parable of the church, but to try to wake up the sleeping ones in the church in that boat. Okay? So in other words, she said she, after she was praying, she was convinced that it was not her time to leave that church. okay? But to try to wake them up, amen. And she said, and that's why I decided to write social media. This is what she said. Now, this guy, and like I said, please forgive me if I don't pronounce the names right, Leif Nomela, Leif Nomela, editor of a Christian newspaper called Usaiti, and a TV host in Finland, told us he was very surprised to hear Masanen was under investigation. And he goes on to say, he said, I thought that this couldn't happen. It was unbelievable. It was a real surprise. And the first thought was, are they really going this far? Okay? So he's shocked, okay, to hear that she's under interrogation for a hate crime for just posting other pictures of the Bible verses. Okay? Then he goes on to say, now listen to this. He said, I'm worried that this case, the criminal investigation, might frighten some Christians to hide and to keep silent. And guess what? I understand what he's saying. Guess what? It is going to happen with some of us. Amen. So let's be straight up with it. You just don't need to let it be with you. But there are going to be some professing Christians that is going to clam up when they see the police and the people rise up and interrogating people because you said what God said, some of them is going to clam up. Amen. See, my personal prayer for me is, Lord, I don't want to deny you. I want to stand when I need to stand. I don't want to deny you. And I pray that that's your personal prayer, okay? Now, it goes on to say, Finland's attorney general has now opened a second investigation concerning a 24-page pamphlet Pavey wrote 15 years ago about biblical Christian marriage called Man and Woman, He Created Them. See, they're going after her big time, okay? A bishop in Finland State Lutheran Church, and while he found this new charge against Rasanen worrying, he said, I regard the writings of Pavey Ransom or Rasanen wrong, harmful, and contrary to Christian charity. Now, this so-called bishop, now, once again, and let me sum it up, the attorney general over there is opening up a second investigation because they saying that 15 years ago she wrote about the biblical Christian marriage called Man and Woman, that God created them. And I know what she, thinking correctly, what she's saying, that the biblical marriage is man and woman, not man and man, woman and woman. And so this so-called bishop in that Lutheran church, okay, said that on her writing on that kind of paper, he said he regarded her writings as wrong, harmful, and contrary to Christian charity. Okay, well, what Christian is he talking about? Because true Christianity does not support abomination. Amen? See, people, we got to open our eyes. Because, see, there's stuff going on that people are attaching God's name to it, or they're calling it Christian. There are organizations that that people out there are calling Christian organizations. And some of us as Christians, we just being so naive, we just accepting it. Oh, they're a Christian organization. We don't even look up or examine nothing. And the devil over there in the corner just having a fit laughing at us. See, they going after this woman fool, okay? They going back to investigating what they said. She wrote 15 years ago, a paper 15 years ago. Amen. We need to keep her in our prayers. But God is going to make her victorious. Just like he will with you. Listen, they're going to try to come at you with the whole shebang, as Brother Terry would say, the whole shebang. Okay? Amen. I'm telling you, people, we better get ready. See, this over there in Finland, and some of y'all hear this message, you say, oh, poor sister over there in Finland, and that happened to her. But guess what? This is a warning because it's coming this way. You said, well, now, Brother Nate, there you're going to be a far-fetched. No, I ain't, because they already have legalized same-sex marriages. Well, that's not, and see, once again,
She being interrogated for a hate crime. And I told you all last week that they're going to start consider that a hate crime when you're speaking the true word of God. For example, many of y'all remember Tyra Banks. I think she was a model. She did some acting, something. She had her own talk show. Now, I remember one time she was doing this segment concerning the homosexuals. And I think she had these two ladies on there. They were Christian. And so they were telling them that the homosexuality is an abomination and wrong in the sight of God. And I noticed the response of Tyra Banks and them and those homosexuals. They said, "Why do you hate us?" Now, those two women, didn't say nothing about no hate. They just told them what the word of God said. But see, notice what they said. And y'all that's listening, you can go on your internet and look it up yourself, okay? And I don't know exactly the which number program, but Tyra Banks had it. And Tyra Banks was in it. She was in agreement with the homosexuals. They didn't love. You hate them. You hate them. They didn't say nothing about hating them. But because you're speaking the word of God, I'm telling you, they're going to start saying that's hate. That's hate. That's a hate crime. That's hate. See, this lady over there in Finland, she's being interrogated for a hate crime because she posted up the passages that the word of God says that shows that homosexuality is not acceptable, it's abomination and not acceptable in the sight of God. And so this other man, once again, I read to you his name, Leif Lamella, he was shocked, okay? And he said, is they going that far? Yes, they going that far. And it's going to be over here in the United States, too, going that far. And I'm here to tell you, people, just like Jesus was, quote, put on trial, accused of blasphemy, disrespecting God, accused of lack of respect for God. And so even them chief priests and them, they wanted Jesus, quote, to lift them up, too. And they considered that disrespect when he did, okay? I'm going to be doing the same with you. The same with you. And just like here, Paul and Silas and them were accused of teaching customs that they said was not lawful for them. Okay. Amen. It wasn't covered in man's law. And so when you go out there speaking against anything that God calls abomination and man has legalized it, they're gonna be like, "Oh, you disrespecting the law." What law? The law of man. Amen. See, some of y'all listening, you thinking I'm being far-fetched. You think I'm just, "Oh, man, he way in the left field or right field." Okay, go ahead and keep thinking that. Go ahead and keep thinking that. You're going to see. It ain't going to just remain in Finland. But see, God has allowed this news to be reported. Why? He's trying to warn his people here in America. Amen. We sit up here, we spoil, we sleep, okay? And then on top of that, any day now, we can be gone. We got all that together. Lord, have mercy on our soul. Have mercy on our soul. You know, when I read this report, I was like, "Wow." And then I thought about it. I said, "Man, this is one of the things that's going to be coming this way." Amen. Now, you the word is coming to you to warn you. So when you see it happening, don't have your mouth so fly so wide open that you can't hardly talk, because God is giving you the warning. Amen. And some of us as Christians, we take this walk with Christ so lightly. You know, we don't think we need to prepare for nothing. We take it lightly. Well, guess what? Newsflash. Reality check is coming. Watch. Amen. When you speak that word and you see them all start coming at you at heart, just like they did in Jesus' day and in Paul and them day, you're going to be like, what is this? What's going on? Why are you doing? Why are you? And then when you hear them lie on you, accuse you of stuff that you weren't doing, amen. Hallelujah. Like I said, you know, it hurts us when somebody lying, but when it gets us to a point so bad that we so devastated that we turn evil, when we turn away from delivering the message of God, it got us. And see, God is letting this warning go out so it won't get you. But he's letting you know it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to happen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon our soul. Have mercy upon our soul. You know, we just sleep. We just sleep. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, during this time of the coronavirus, as I get ready to close with prayer, you know, with many of our jobs, we was put on what you call a furlough, where you may had a week, 2 weeks off, some of us longer. And all you heard the talk about was, man, we can't sit in the house. We can't sit in one spot. We can't this and that. Okay. And one of the things that sent around was being bored. I said, well, as Christians, we should have been taking advantage of that time to get closer to God. But I guarantee you some of us didn't do it. You know, we enjoyed our time off, but we ran around doing other stuff, I guarantee you. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, because, God, you're worthy to be praised and be glorified. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Thank you for showing your mighty hand. I pray that you will bless everyone that was listening to this broadcast tonight and strengthen them. Their family and their loved ones, protect them and help them, Lord God, come closer to you. I pray this word that I delivered, that, Lord, that you will water the seed and bring forth the increase. So, Lord God, I want to thank you, and I lift you up and glorify you and give you the glory and honor and praise you deserve. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget another God's Word to Man broadcast tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, thank God for all you that have been listening. May the Lord watch over you and keep you. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Until we meet again, God bless and have a blessed day in the Lord. Take my-